Welcome. It's Tuesday, August 13th. This is our regular closed session meeting of the East Bay MUD Board of Directors. Roll call, please.
Directors Coleman.
Present.
Katz. Lenny.
He's excused.
McIntosh.
Here.
Mellon.
Present.
Patterson.
Present.
President Young.
I'm here. Is there anyone here for public comment? Okay.
They're looking at us.
Hearing none, we will now convene to conference room 8 to discuss closed session agenda items 1A, 2, and 3, and we'll turn here for our regular meeting at 1:15 p.m. Welcome to the Tuesday, August 13th, regular business meeting of the East Bay MUD Board of Directors. The Planning and the Legislative Human Resources Committees met earlier today and will report out under item 14. Roll call, Madam Secretary. Director Lenny Calden said he would be a little delayed in his engagement that he's attending on excused absence. So. His tardiness will be excused accordingly.
Director Coleman?
Present.
Director Katz?
Present.
Director Lenny is excused. Director McIntosh?
Here.
Director Mellon?
Present.
Director Patterson?
Present.
President Young?
Here. Okay, all rise for the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Okay. Start out with a presentation. Alex?
Yeah, so we have an opportunity this morning to, or excuse me, it's already the afternoon, this afternoon to recognize the receipt of the National Association of Clean Water Agencies award for the San Francisco Bay Nutrient Management Program. And so we have a special recognition award, and Director Katz, who has a strong interest in this area, will present it to staff. But let me first say a few words. The Special Recognition Award recognizes the Nutrient Management Program's regional collaborative approach that benefits the environment by developing appropriate regulatory responses to nutrient management challenges. It benefits utilities by fully evaluating the alternatives to arrive at the best overall solution, and benefits the community by utilizing cost-effective methods to protect San Francisco Bay while minimizing the financial burden placed on ratepayers. Nutrient pollution is one of America's most widespread and costly environmental challenges. Nutrient-related environmental impacts have yet to be detected in San Francisco Bay, despite the presence of 37 wastewater treatment plants to discharge into it without full-scale treatment. A growing body of scientific evidence suggests, however, that San Francisco Bay's ability to assimilate nutrients without noticeable effects could be weakening. Furthermore, it is not yet known if the estimated $12 billion regional price tag to install nutrient removal upgrades at the wastewater treatment plants would provide corresponding environmental benefit. To understand and respond to the San Francisco Bay nutrient concerns, leaders from the regional wastewater treatment plants, the U.S. EPA Region 9, the Regional Water Quality Control Boards, Bay Kiefer, and scientific research entities created the San Francisco Bay Nutrient Management Strategy Steering Committee. Its goal is to facilitate coordination on regulatory development, scientific research, and treatment technology alternative analysis. The approach identifies nutrient management solutions that are well-suited to the unique scientific, regulatory, and economic climate of San Francisco Bay, and it serves as a model for other watersheds nationwide. The district is proud to be a part of this collaborative approach to better understand nutrients in the San Francisco Bay and to ensure that the future regulations are based on sound science. We have the following staff here today to receive the award for the district's Nutrient Management Strategy Program. Don Gray, Senior Civil Engineer. Phoebe Groh, Supervising Wastewater Control Representative. Irene Louis Wong, Laboratory Supervisor. And Yun Sheng, Senior Civil Engineer. Please join me in congratulating this staff for a job well done.
Thank you for your commitment in being at the
the forefront of research into keeping our Bay clean.
Okay, we have one card for public comment. Cassie Evans.
Good afternoon. Thank you. So good afternoon to the members of the board, Madam President, Alex and staff. I know I came to you about a month ago to ask for the board to assist me in getting the answer to two questions that I needed your assistance with. And that was what was taking so long on a job reclassification that had been 18 months, and when was it going to be completed, seeing as it was a multiple choice question. And while the first question was not answered, I do want to say that the second was given a deadline of 30 days. So what has taken more than 18 months to move now has a deadline, and I want all of you to know that that is very important. It's important to the union, it's important to the employee, and it's important to the integrity of the process. So with that, I would like to officially withdraw my first question and replace it with a little bit of gratitude. So I do want to thank the members of the board for making a move in the process and showing a true and public showing of respect, teamwork, and integrity when it comes to working with staff. We would also like to send some thanks to Alex and to staff for some of the new moves that they have made over from the AMC building. It has got the new ADA accessible door, and staff does appreciate that, as well as the addition of looking into a new mom's room. So from staff from 2019, we just want to let you know that we do appreciate you. And I think that that is another thing that is important to say. So again, I only try to come to you with things that are important, and we appreciate the work that you do.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. We have a full consent calendar, at least. And I think we're going to pull at Director Mellon's request our typical pull of item 12.
I'll move 1 through 11.
And I'll second.
Okay, items 1 through 11 moved and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Item 12.
I'll give the general manager first say.
Right, so board members will remember that our environmental affairs officer, Doug Wallace, retired. And so we've been working through a recruitment, and we are recommending Jose Setka. Some of you may have worked closely with Jose. He's been here for 24 years. He's been the manager of fisheries and wildlife for the district, and we strongly endorse Jose. His tactical understanding of real environmental issues and coming to solutions, working with stakeholders, we think will serve the district well in the environmental affairs officer role.
For me, yes, as always, an appointment like this should not be just a rubber stamp. It should, in fact, be noted and recognized. But this one is a little bit even more fun because, and I have worked with Jose, and I've had the privilege of seeing the work that he does. And when I saw the appointment, I went, wow, didn't we just appoint him to something else recently? But maybe not. In which case, then this was an excellent choice, and I really applaud you, the fact that you're taking the job and going forward and moving up with us. So thank you so much for doing that, and I look forward to working with you. And with that, I would move the recommendation of the general manager.
Second.
Who seconded, Phil?
I did.
I'll say something. I think John, maybe others want to say something. I think, these positions usually get filled by wonks, people who are, sort of playing inside baseball around other advocates. And, occasionally you get a scientist. But here we have somebody who really knows the field. And I just think it's brilliant, a brilliant appointment. And looking forward, maybe, we could actually make progress on water issues in California or something the same way we did in our fisheries. I'm not setting that bar for you, Jose. I'm not setting that bar for you. Some of the rest of us have been at that one for a really long time. But I hope you can bring that sort of fresh insight. I know you've been participating, but bring that kind of fresh insight into our advocacy on issues with some, you know, real beef behind it. So I'm thrilled for this appointment.
Yeah, I'd like to echo the comments that have been made by Frank and Marguerite. Jose had a chance to talk to him at the Foothill Conservancy dinner a month or so ago, and it's very clear that our stakeholders up country think very highly of his efforts and work. And I think this really shows and demonstrates that East Bay Mud, through the appointment of Jose, is showing a commitment to the future of our water resources and the environment. So I applaud the appointment.
Okay. Let's have a vote. All those in favor of appointing Jose as the Environmental Affairs Director? Signify by saying aye.
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 Okay, you get to come up and say a few words. Congratulations.
Well, thank you very much. Yes, my son was disappointed that with the title officer, it did not come with additional accoutrements, including a badge and other devices, but he'll learn to live with it. I'm very excited for the opportunity. Having been here for over 24 years and seeing the change in the culture, the evolution in the culture here as to how we deal with environmental stewardship. And salmon, for me, obviously, were a passion, and it's something that really stands out. But I've seen that in many other groups and departments throughout the district, working with operators, water treatment folks, et cetera. So I think we are at the forefront in terms of a water district and its efforts to meeting those environmental stewardship objectives and goals. And I certainly look forward over the next numerous years to continue the work. Some people might be disappointed, though, in that I will not be taking on the role of yoga instructor that my predecessor had, so you might have to recruit for that separately. Indeed. Thank you very much.
Okay. General Manager's report.
So in your materials, you have the monthly report, and I can work to answer any questions you might have. I'll just also share that, you know, appreciate the fact that this is a short board meeting. I assure you that when you come back in the fall, that we will keep you very busy. We have a number of workshops focused on infrastructure and other things that we'll be bringing forward. So yeah, we also have at your places the Speakers Bureau staff will be busy under a number of outreach events that occur on the weekends at various fairs between now and into September. So you'll see those, and let us know if you. We know already that at least one board member will be stopping by. But if you plan to stop by, let us know, and we'll work to accommodate your schedule. So that's all I have, unless you have questions.
I just have a quick question. When you called Alex yesterday, I forgot about this. Our storage is great on McCullough and East Bay reservoirs. At how much are we going to need to release by November for flood control? I mean, we're sitting above some 20,000 acre feet in the McCullough and some 6,000 acre feet locally. Have the measurements been provided? Greater flexibility on when we have to release based on weather patterns, as we're looking at doing more tracking of weather storms and intensity that may allow us to keep the storage in there longer if it looks like it's going to be we're going into a dry regime.
So that's a broad question. I'll answer
usually
some.
Do it that way.
I might draw from Steve Briggs' assistance. Very generally, the rules are that we need to draw down storage at Comanche and Pardee by November 5th to achieve the rule curve that we have, which is a combination of what can we store in Pardee so we can keep that full, and what can we store in Comanche where we provide some flood control services, flood control purposes, excuse me. And And typically, we are working hard to adhere to the rule curve. We'll be, you know, full locally. Our local reservoirs, we draw down a little bit, but they'll be there for water supply, and we sort of secondarily provide some flood control by drawing it down a little bit, but it's really about water supply. And so the broader picture that you're asking about, which is, you know, where is East Bay Mud as it relates to potentially working with the Corps of Engineers to modify its rule curve? As I think we've shared before, and we'll be coming, are we coming in the fall here to provide an update to the Planning Committee in response to some questions that you raised earlier? So we have a planned presentation. The district is, we have, we're unique in that we own both of those reservoirs, Comanche and Pardee, and so we have some flexibility. But
so it's not a hard set number like some agencies have that have to draw down by a certain date, X amount of...
Yeah, some agencies that we know of locally, they don't actually control the reservoir. The Corps of Engineers does. We control our reservoir, and, you know, we work hard to put fish first, and that right. links back to an earlier action to generate, provide water for our customers. Hydro is second, and flood control is a key part of what we do. So if we're going to deviate from the rule curve, then we're at risk. The rule curve is what is the current, most defensible understanding about what we should have in the way of storage at any given point in the year in Comanche Reservoir. But there's a broader conversation that you have, that you're aware of, that others are aware of, and the district is a part of that. But we're not advancing our reservoir as the case study at this point. The Sonoma County Water Agency is a case study, and they're very involved in the forecast informed reservoir operations, the linkage between the effort that the board members are aware of to put radars locally to help anticipate precipitation. We're a part of that, but again, we understand we're a part of it, but we're not using our reservoir as an example because we really aren't in the same boat as some of the others where we do our operations, but they don't have that flexibility.
I guess the question is, I should be more direct. If we own and operate the reservoirs, which we do, and the rule curve designed by the Corps, which is well over 100 years old and hasn't been modified in that amount of time, if we decide we want to keep more, let's say hypothetically, and then if we need to, we can release it into Comanche for flood control purposes, can we do that? And if we can't, why? And if we, what are the risks of doing it other than if we don't release enough early on and we go into a real wet regime?
I will provide a simple answer now, and we can follow up with a more comprehensive report. But first, that rule curve was established specific for Comanche Reservoir, and so it hasn't been 100 years. It's been in the 50s, just to clarify. So it's about 60 years old.
But the Corps' rule curve is over 100 years old.
Well, the approach has been around, but they established a particular rule curve for each storage reservoir. And then so that is the guidance. If we stick with that and do everything that we can to inform the downstream community about our actions, about the pending storm, and you know how hard Eileen and Dave have coordinated, then we have some liability protection if perchance we are in an abnormal weather year where we get, you know, back-to-back atmospheric rivers and we're flooding Lodi, right? So it gives us protection because we followed the rule curve. If we want to make movements outside of the rule curve, say store more going into the winter, then we can choose to do that. But we tend not to because it puts us at risk, right? If we do that, and you know how weather can change. I mean, these days it seems like, but the weather always seems like it's hard to guess. And so maybe in the future, the forecast-informed reservoir operations, some tools that we don't have today could give us a little bit more time. But, you know, there's only so much you can release in a few days. If you got a few days of additional information, we're talking about, you know, 10,000 acre feet, maybe not even
maybe.
That.
Okay.
And so we're not in a position where we can comfortably make huge additional movements in storage. And if it was 5 to 10,000 acre feet compared to the, you know, total storage or storage on November 5th, you're talking about 10% maybe more storage. No, it's not 10%. It's 1% more storage, right? We're talking 5,000 over 600,000. So it's 5,000 over a total of about 600,000 going into the winter. So it's, we're not pushing it because it doesn't, there's a lot of risk. And
no, I understand the risk. I was just wondering with the technology that's more evident, and granted the radar is more local, it's not upcountry.
Right, but it could
that.
Be upcountry in the future. Like, but there's time will tell.
And just in terms of that, and has there been any looking ahead, Dave, Eileen, or Alex, in terms of what next year may bring? I've heard,
I know,
Mugno, but that could be 50-50 wet or dry.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
No, it's 30-30-30. 30% chance it'll be wetter.
Pretty safe. Where we go?
That's
your
band
bet.
We're in.
Looking at my
anyway,
ball.
Right?
Yeah.
Isn't that our long-term band, 30-30-30, basically? I mean, compared to some others?
Yeah, Eileen, you want to give those?
Yeah, I mean, so many times we've looked at this.
Actually, Eileen's no longer in charge. Why?
But she still likes talking about it.
We get the question, and I even told Dave, the safest answer, if you get the question in November, December, what kind of winter this is going to be, we'll tell you in April. Because they do not
even
know.
Even in August when I ask you, and tell me in April?
Yeah, I'm going to tell you in April, because they really don't know. And I would look at the studies every year, and there'd be a 33 and a third chance it was going to be wetter than average, 33 and a third chance it's going to be drier than average, and 33 and a third chance it was just going to be an average year. So the predictions long-term are not there yet. And as Alex said, the short-term predictions aren't, it's not of value to us because it's such a small volume. 3 days, we look at 3, 7, and 2 days out. What we really want to know is longer to really save water. So anyway, that's the long-term projections.
Dave
will tell you in April.
Thank you. No, Dave will tell us in April.
That's what she said. Right.
Oh. Sorry, Dave.
Okay, whatever.
All right, so we will come to the committee, planning committee, and provide some additional information on our thinking.
Since I'm not on planning, can we make sure that's an agenda item on for so those who are not on planning?
We can commit Doug to that.
You can also read the item.
Mm-hmm. I can, but I also like to hear what they have to say.
So would you just let us know? We will let you know.
Or
so
that,
you can
or that, or maybe I will just ask for a separate sit down on that.
Okay. I think we are on to committee reports. The Sustainability, Energy, and the Finance Administration Committee minutes are in the packet, and we're going to get reports from Planning and Ledge HR. In Director Linney's absence, Director McIntosh, are you able to talk about planning?
I am.
Okay.
So the Planning Committee met this morning to receive information on 4 items. Information technology security annual update, dam safety program annual report, main wastewater treatment plant odor control program update, and the Duffel photovoltaic renewable energy project update. That's my report.
Okay, great. Ledge HR?
Yeah, we met for, I think, 15 minutes today. It's actually a good report on the semi-annual update of the district values and organizational improvement programs. There's 3 areas of focus, and it's a good comprehensive report, and we're moving in the right direction.
Okay, great. If there are other items for future consideration, sounds like we have a big agenda coming up in the fall. But directors have other items that they wish for the full board to consider, please let our general manager or myself know. Director comments, Director Mellon?
Yeah. So a good friend of ours passed away since we last met, and that was Carol Severin. She was a director on HARD for 10 years, for 20 years on East Bay Regional Parks. Really gave a lot to the recreation and parks community. And I wanted to note that, and with concurrence, I'd like to send a letter of condolence to East Bay Regional Parks because she was a key part of it. And she was so loved that Dennis Waspy, who was the one that replaced her, would never run against her, even though he could have won easily, being likewise a local boy. And she was that much loved. And when she finally stepped down, Dennis did run for her seat and got elected handily. But she gave to all of us and was a good partner. So I'd like to recognize her.
Okay. Any other director comments?
Have a great vacation.
Yes, we have no meeting in 2 weeks. We will reconvene on September 10th for the regular meeting at 1:15, closed session at 11. Are you gone between now and then?
Yes. No?
No. We'll get a final shot at you. Okay. All right, meeting adjourned.
Great.